Things are not always what they seem.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. That's right, Sean. Show a brother some love. You've tuned in to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett right here coming to you live on WAOK 1380 AM, the voice of the community. Coming to you live from the city of Atlanta here in the state of Georgia. I think it's time for me to say Hot Atlanta now. Because it's smoking outside, smoking in the radio station also. And I'm glad you are a part of what it is we're going to do today. Listen, I'm glad that you are here. You know what we do. You know our custom. We let somebody know that Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett is on the air. So, hey, this is what you can do. Call somebody, email somebody, text somebody, whatever it is you do, you know, however it is you contact people, reach out. Let them know that Dr. Harold Bennett is on the air, and we're preparing to think about some things and to have some interesting conversations. I think it's going to be great. And we can have some even, you know, phenomenal conversations if you just be a part of the discussion today. All right? Let somebody know we're on the air. You know, text them, email, whatever it is you do, let them know that it's time to have a great conversation. And listen, let's do this early. Let's do this early in the broadcast. Why don't you like us on Facebook? Like us on Facebook. Here's what you do. Go to 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Like us on Facebook. And I want you to do that because then you can actually get a chance to see what's happening here at AOK, WAOK. You see all of the phenomenal radio personalities that are here, all of the discussions. You know, you get a chance to read some things. You know, you get a chance to put some things there at the end, to play some things, to post some things. But you got to like us and be a part of the community. I want you to do that because I promise you it'd be something really good for you. Like us. Like our Facebook page, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. And you know what? I want you to do something else. And once you do that, I'd like for you also to like the Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett page. Get on Facebook, like that one also. Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett. Hey, and even join the discussion group, the gist of the matter with Dr. Bennett. And we'd love to. I know I would. I mean, when I say we, hey, we at the radio station, love to have a conversation with you about a lot of things that are going on. Hey, and you can follow me on Twitter also at the gist, 1380 AM. How about that? That's Bennett at The Gist, 1380 AM. You can follow me there on Twitter also. A lot going on. You know me. I got to say something about my HBCUs. Got to do that. Listen, I want to give a shout out to all of the HBCU alumni who were a part of the HBCU Alumni Alliance Run Walk that we had here in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. Man, I was out there. And there were so many graduates of HBCUs. I was talking with people from Tuskegee and from Bennett College and from FAMU and from Howard. You know, and from Morehouse, and who else was I talking with? People from, you know, people there from Tennessee State, people there from Jackson State. You know, I saw people from all over the Southeast who were were graduates of our HBCUs, and I want to just give them a big salute. You know, thanking them for their participation in an HBCU Alumni Alliance run walk this weekend. You know, over the past 10 years or so, that run alone has generated, maybe a million, $1.4 million for African-Americans or students here in Atlanta who are headed to HBCUs. It has done a lot of good. And my hat's off to everyone who was up, I mean, bright and early in the morning. We were out there at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, out there doing what we do, generating money for young men and women. Y'all remember that saying that the United Negro College Fund would have. Y'all remember when I was growing up, I would see this thing say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You remember that? Yeah. And I am so glad that the HBCU Alumni Alliance was there generating money for students who are trying to go to HBCUs, especially here from the Atlanta area. Just want to give a shout out to them. All right. Great. All right. Listen, I got to tell you this, because this is what we're going to jump off into, you know, on the other side, you know, once the conversation gets good and hot. I've been watching some things, got my eyes on some things. And I guess this kind of thing started a long time ago. Back when I was doing some research there, when I was finishing my graduate work there at Vanderbilt. And I wrote an interesting book. The book is called Injustice Made Legal. Injustice Made Legal. If you get a chance, I'd like for you to purchase that book. But Injustice Made Legal was a great book. I think it was a great book. Let me tell you what happened with Injustice Made Legal. It actually came out of my dissertation. But I wrote about the whole relationship between law and morality. Religion, law, and morality. And I argued that sometimes people find a way to use religion to construct bad legal arguments or bad legal precedents. And what makes it so bad is that it gets wrapped up in the law, and religion is used, you know, via law and legislations. And because it's in the law, people think it's right, but it's wrong. It's injustice made legal. You know I'm talking about Jeff Sessions. Y'all know where I'm going with this thing. Jeff Sessions used the Bible to justify stripping these kids from their families. You're talking about injustice made legal. You're talking about the Bible and public policy. You're talking about an absolute mess. I plan to deal with it on the other side. I want you to join me and be a part of this conversation. 404-892-2703. We're going to talk about Jeff Sessions. We're going to talk about using the Bible to justify separating children from their families. Oh, we're going to deal with it. It's going to get hot in Hotlanta. All right? News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community.
Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK. The voice of the community. That's Lisa by Stanley Clark. He's playing that bass. Y'all know I love myself some jazz. Listen, I am just overwhelmed. And when I say overwhelmed, I ain't playing, y'all. I saw where I was reading in the I think it must have been the Washington Post, and the piece talked about Jeff Sessions. You know, he was talking about this whole business of pulling, you know, of separating children, you know, from their families. And you know what he did? Let me tell you what he did. He had the nerve to quote or to use the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, y'all. And as you read the piece in the Washington Post, it says that Jeff Sessions had the nerve to talk about Romans 13, You know, and you know, this business about let every soul be subject to the higher powers. You know, those of you who are my close readers and loyalists who read the Bible on an ongoing basis, you know, I could just probably just start saying a word or two about it and you can finish it. And I am just so fascinated with Jeff Sessions wanting to use the Bible to justify his inhumane behavior. Now, let me back up the conversation a little bit. I want to back this thing up just to walk it back just a minute. And I'm going to connect it to something I said earlier. And I years ago, the word that just shaped my thinking so much about law and about right and wrong was Martin King's letter from a Birmingham jail. And King raised a great question there. And he was talking about what was happening and what was going on with the marches and people trying to find some way to dissuade him and others from protesting. And King, and they were talking about, you know, in so many ways, it even got down to this whole issue of obeying laws or violating laws and this kind of thing. And King made a very important point about, you know, do you have a moral obligation to break a bad law? Or what makes a law a good law? I mean, this type of thing. And I started reading that letter from a Birmingham jail, and that thing stayed with me. It stayed with me. And I'm thankful to the creator and to the ancestors for sending us Martin King and for his drafting that piece. And I find that to be very, very helpful. But that shaped my thinking about a lot of things. But I will tell you also what is so important, what has shaped my thinking about things. And that has to do with understanding the role that human interest plays in everything. Yeah, I'm going to say, and even in religion and even in reading the Bible. Yeah. There is no such thing as a sterile, neutral Bible reader. Now, 404-892-2703 is the number I want you to call me, because we're going to deal with that. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. Harold Bennett is in the place, and I want to handle this, because this is absolutely ludicrous. When I say ludicrous, for this fellow to take the Bible and want to use it to try to justify an inhumane, you know, activity, that is absolutely just unsatisfactory. But I'm going to tell you this now. I want you to think about that whole thing about what he's doing, what he is up to, and many of the issues that we have to think about when those kinds of things come up. Because I will tell you right now, people have found ways to read the Bible. People have found ways to look at the text and just start justifying just about anything. Do you hear what I'm saying? Just about anything. You know, Sessions had the nerve to talk about the Bible and gonna say the Bible justifies stripping kids from their family. And you know, and it's really bad. It's really bad, because black folk, we know that's our story. They did that type of thing to us. Now, you know, and I know some of y'all, I know y'all want a piece of this. And I'm gonna make sure you get some of it too. But I'm concerned about it. I mean, you know, and I'm certain, Sean, you're gonna post that for us there on the page. I want you to post that piece by Jeff Sessions, you know, where he wants to use Romans 13 and try and somehow or another connect what he's doing with what God wants, or what the Bible wants, or what the Creator wants. And you got to think about what he's doing when he does that kind of thing. He's trying to play to a particular audience. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's using the Bible to justify something that is absolutely unacceptable. You know what I'm saying, right? And it just raises all kinds of questions about him in my mind as in the position that he is in this Trump administration. You know, I mean, I thought this, you know, this is supposed to be a one nation under God. And I get that. But does that mean one nation under the Bible?
Does that mean one nation under the Quran? Does that mean one nation under the Tanakh? Does it mean one nation under the Vedas? What does that mean? We're one nation under God. Now, I got an idea of what your founding fathers might have meant. Perhaps, because not all of them were theists. Some of them were had some other kinds of theological beliefs. But I will tell you what. We've got to raise the question about religion and even the Bible, even the Quran, or even the Tanakh. What role should it play, you know, when it comes to talking about public policy, when it comes to talking about formulating, you know, these kinds of strategies for dealing and for handling people? Jeff Sessions tried to use the Bible, you know, to justify something that's just absolutely abhorrent, you know, sickening. Sickening to me. And I want to talk about that. You know, he wants to try and find some kind of way to justify doing something that's immoral. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because let me tell y'all something. Here's where Bennett is. Just like I say, I'm just lit up today. Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Why so? Because sometimes I think we forget, or we assume that or we make the wrongful association that if something is legal, it's right. Do you hear what I'm saying? I think some of us will do that. Some of us are so slow at the draw. I'm calling names today, Sean. What's wrong with me, man? I'm calling names today, man. Sean, am I all right? Am I? I ain't on nothing. Tell them I ain't on nothing. I ain't on nothing. This, I ain't done anything today but drink me some bottled water. That's all I had, some bottled water. But it's just so, some of us are so slow at the draw that we assume that because something is legal, that it's right. And then some of us don't realize that often people will take a Bible, a religious text, and try to manipulate people into doing some devilish kinds of things. And that's what Sessions is doing. And I'm telling you right now, I want you all to think about this. And we got to work through this thing, because this is something that needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. Jeff Sessions and that deeper issue is this Bible thing, you know, and using it to just, I mean, can you imagine those of you listening, you got kids, can you imagine your children being just taken from you and somebody saying the Bible justified doing it, or the Bible justifies this type of thing? I mean, come on now. I'm going to say this. You can justify a whole lot of unethical stuff with the Bible. Obina did say that. You can justify a lot of unethical things with the Bible. And in fact, I'm going to put something out there. I want you to think about this. Does being biblical mean you're doing the right thing? I want you to think about that, because I think some folk even what's you know, when I say I want to walk back the conversation, Sessions his whole attitude kind of assumes something, you know. And what is it he assumes? One of the things it assumes is that if you do what the Bible say, that you're actually doing what's right. Well, we need to talk about that, because I could sit here and argue that sometimes doing exactly what the Bible says is the wrong thing to do. Ethical. What's the right thing to do? Does that mean doing just what the Bible says? Does it mean, is it something much bigger than that? Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, why not have a conversation like this after, on a wonderful Sunday evening? You've been to church all day. Let's talk about doing right. You've been to church all day. You've been to the mosque this week. Let's talk about doing right. You've been having some time to reflect on what God wants. Yeah, let's talk about doing right. And Jeff Sessions just teed it up for us. Yeah, he did. All right. All right, I want you to talk with me. I want to talk with you. 404-892-2703 is the number. And I look forward to talking with you on the other side. All right, News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK. This is the voice of the community.
Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. At 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Things are real and people share.
to get between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that awaits.
News and Talk Radio 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community. Listen to that. Oz never did give anything to the tin man that he didn't already have. Hey, y'all check that out. That's that Michelle Coltrane. That's that Michelle Coltrane. It's called Tin Man. That's like, you like that, Sean? I see you grooving, Sean. I see you smiling. Yeah. That's Michelle Coltrane. Is that John Coltrane's daughter? I don't know. I have no idea, but I can look and see. But boy, she's singing. That's a nice song. And I'm certain our listeners, thank you, Sean, for playing that Tin Man by Michelle Coltrane. Real smooth song. 404-892-2703. You know, you need to hear songs like that after you hear stuff like Jeff Sessions with his. Boy, I'm trying to figure out just which terms to use that that clearly just articulate what I'm thinking about this. But what is just rubbing me the wrong way? Is this fella going to try and use the Bible? Now, you know, certain folk been using the Bible to do things to people for a long time. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Dude, don't make me say it. Don't make me say it because I'll do it. I'll say it. Yes, I will. Don't make me say it. All right. We're going to be nice today. I promise Sean that I'm going to be cool today. All right. That's what I'm going to try and do. But, you know, we got some callers. I'm going to take these callers. I sure hope don't none of them set me off. I sure hope they don't set me off. 404-892-2703 is the number. Let me go. I'm going to go to my friend from the state of Alabama. You know how you ever folk put an A on the end or something? They got to say E-R when it has an A on the end, like Alabama, Georgia, California, North Carolina. I'm going to Alabama. Taylor, what's happening, man?
Almost everything, Bennett. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you very well.
That's good. Bennett, this is going to be the greatest 4th of July, and it's been the greatest Father's Day I've ever had in my life.
Why so?
I'm going Southern Baptist, and I have left the Black Baptist, and this is what I'm doing.
Have you lost it? Tell me why.
I have been a psychological slave by Black Baptists from 1977 to 2017. And I'm asking the Southern Baptists to hold Black Baptists accountable.
But come on, man. That's like, you know what you're doing? What you're telling me is you're going to go and go join up with Al Capone and expect Al Capone to teach you how to be a law-abiding citizen. Come on, man.
See, this is the thing. Well, let me give you the other side. See, I've interviewed the 8 ministers who wrote the letter that to the MLK in the Birmingham jail. I interviewed those 8 ministers.
Taylor, come on, man. I mean, what they... Are you? Did they give you a shot straight to your head with some kind of something, man? Because Southern Baptist, Taylor. Come on, man.
I can talk about this thing now.
Okay, go ahead.
In Atlanta, 47 hospitalizations for something that I didn't have, and I was trying to tell them that I was suffering from the side effects of my brother's death. And when we got the death certificate, I was right. And so what I'm simply saying now, my spiritual father, Dr. O.S. Harvey, he had an input in the life of Dr. Nelson Smith, Reverend Shuttlesworth, and Dr. T.J. Jemison. My minister touched the lives of those men when they were young, and what happened when he died, they punished me for what they couldn't take out on him, and I've found an outlet now. I'm Southern Baptist and National Baptist.
But tell me, what does that have to do? Well, National Baptist, Black Baptist folk, I mean, what does your joining up or aligning yourself with the Southern Baptist Convention, what issue does it help you resolve that you have with Black Baptists? I mean, it can't be all Black Baptists because National Baptists are Black Baptists.
Right. It helps me to prove that they have enslaved me psychologically for 40 years.
Who is the they?
My family, the church.
Your family.
Selma University Board of Trustees, the National Baptist Housing people. But see, they know how to hold them accountable. Just me by myself, I'm not able to do it. And give you something else. In Atlanta, I needed about $1,500. And I got in touch with the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, got in touch with Dr. Struggs in Birmingham, who was president of the Alabama Baptist Convention. And what he told me, I don't know you, The white president sent me $1,500 twice. Never met me, don't even know me. Why? What kind of things are going on here, Brother Bennett?
I don't know, but you tell me about Jeff Sessions and him using the Bible.
Yeah,
I want you to tell me about Sessions, because I'm trying to...
Here we go.
I want to make sure you're on the right team, Taylor.
But page 288 in the book, Black and Selma, you will see why Sessions jumped out there supporting President Trump, because Attorney General Chestnut, in that book, on that page, said that he stuck Sessions in the back and knocked him out of Reagan's appointment in South Alabama as a district judge. You got to know all sides of these things, man. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's why it is. And I have been selected to be on the advisory board of the President General J. Trump, first official advisory board. And he's getting good information from here, because I'm a product of the soundest Baptist church, Black Baptist, in the state of Alabama, and maybe even the country. That's why I can be so bold.
But now, Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, right? Dude making, $200,000 a year. He got to find some kind of way to justify that check, right? He got to find some kind of way to justify stripping these children from their parents. And you know what he did? He had the nerve to try to talk about Romans 13. Now what I
heard that.
Yeah, but I want to know what you think about that, Taylor. You ain't told me yet.
Only way I can think about it is what I share with you. Black Baptists need to discuss the side effects of the civil rights movement. My life is a counter-narrative of MLK. I made sure everything that I could find that he did wrong, I made sure I did it right. What about the fact that on May 18, 1941, he disobeyed his grandmother, went to a parade, and she died? So how do you look at that? He ain't
what
no doctor.
But what that got to do with the Bible? And what they got to do with the Bible? What they got to do with a certain type of person using the Bible to mistreat folk? I mean, and here's where I can really push it, if you want to know the truth about it. You know, you just said to me earlier that this is going to be the best 4th of July you ever had, right? You said that, Taylor.
Yeah, and
I'm interested in how can you talk about independence and freedom and liberation and this kind of thing. And you got, you know, we're in a community, we're in a world where there is a group who's committed to holding people of color, making sure that they're in a certain position of inferiority. And you know what? If using the Bible will get it done, that's what they're going to do. That's what Jeff Sessions is doing, Taylor.
But Benny, I understand what you're saying, but you got to look at it from the black perspective, too. And I'm the only somebody who can do that, because this past Tuesday, I just charged my family with violating the 13th Amendment. Church, the school, and the Alabama, the home mission.
Taylor, I'm looking at it from a black perspective, and I see what he's doing is just standing in a long line of what folk have done for a long time, what certain people of a certain hue have done for a long time, and that is to use the Bible to exploit people of color and to destroy the lives of people of color. I'm looking at it from the perspective of a black person. My question is, which glasses you got on, Taylor?
Well, you know, Benny, my brother that lived before me was light, bright, damnly white with blue eyes. And I'm getting ready to get me some blue contacts. Just see what it'll be like.
Tell you why you want some blue contacts, man. You ashamed of your brown eyes?
No, behind my brown eyes, they're blue. And them sisters understand this stuff. But the point, Benny, you got me tickled here, man. I'm just telling you. I have witnessed how my father lost everything, was sparked by MLK coming to Tuscaloosa in 1963. I've never gotten over that. But I got the leverage now. In 2016, I entered the CCC. This was the day that my father passed away in April 29, 1977. And I entered the CCC and got back in my father's path.
All right.
And knowing this, Bennett, that General George C. Marshall, the Supreme Commander, said that the CTC boys equated their training with what won World War II. And my last point, Ben, is this. Today, I call Southern Baptists and ask them, I want to know where there is a church where they're still singing the old hymns.
A Southern Baptist church where they sing old, what you mean the old hymns?
The old spirituals, hey, and they still have evening communion in the evening.
Taylor, I can't help you with that, man, because I think you need to run as far as you can from a Southern Baptist church. Run as far as your feet will carry you.
Black Baptists have OD'd on MLK Dream.
Do this for me.
From mental indigestion of the 60s.
All right,
and the 50s,
all right,
man.
Taylor. Love you, brother. Got to go.
You too,
all right.
Too,
all right. Hey, y'all, don't y'all go nowhere. Rashid, don't you go nowhere. Joseph, don't go nowhere. And I got a couple other calls. Don't y'all go anywhere. Don't y'all go nowhere. We're going to deal with this thing. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Give it some time. You might be surprised what you discover.
This is where it gets interesting.
Dr. Harold V. Bennett is back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm tired of suckers always complaining about your situation because you front. Take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself, take one big look, take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself, take one big look, take a look at yourself.
Came up short, man.
That's right.
Yes, just one time too many.
Too many.
Don't try to get too friendly.
Nah.
I shouldn't give you any.
Nah.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You know respect.
Yeah.
You're messed up, son. Yep. Trying to play Mac money.
Mac
you went
money.
For self for the fast.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. That's Roy Ayers and Guru playing in the background called Take a Look at Yourself. Just take a look at yourself. Taylor, that's what I want you to do. I want you to take a look at yourself. I want any black man who going to join the Southern Baptist Convention to go somewhere and get checked out. I'm serious. That's not good. That's not good. That's not good. That makes me nervous. Y'all, do y'all know the history of the Southern Baptist Church and the Southern Baptist Convention? They got organized down here in the South. I think things jumped off over there in Augusta, Georgia, you know, right around 1845 or so and whatnot. They split with these Northern Baptists, and you can probably imagine what the issue was. It had something to do with, shall I say it, slavery. How about that? Maybe I should whisper it. Maybe that makes some of us feel a little better. All right. Listen, let me tell you something before I go back to the lines. I want you to stay tuned for your chance to win two tickets to the V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show at the Georgia World Congress Center on Saturday, July 14. Saturday, July 14. I want you to stay tuned, stay plugged in, because you're going to get a chance to get you some tickets to the V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show at the Georgia World Congress Center on Saturday, July 14th. All right? Listen, I got a little clip I want y'all to hear. Sean going to play something for you. Sean about to say it. I'll play the clip, Sean.
I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the southwest border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. We want not to arrest people, not to have to process people. We want people to come lawfully and only lawfully. The number of illegal entrants has surged, credible fear claims have skyrocketed, and the percentage of asylum claims found to be meritorious by our judges has declined significantly. That's because the vast majority of the current asylum claims we're seeing are not valid, and you're not finding them valid. We're making progress now, and we're going to continue to make progress and serve the people of the United States of America as best we can. Thank you all, and God bless.
Oh, my goodness. Segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Sounds like something you heard before, doesn't it? You know, people start talking in cold language. People talks in cold language, and I guess that's probably the incorrect grammatical way to say it when I say people talk in cold language. But I'm a little nervous when people start using certain terms. You know, makes me wonder how many ways can you say certain things. Start talking about we Americans and real Americans and patriots and people who are going to support the Constitution and whatnot and hardworking folk. Make me nervous. That's cold for something else. And I'll tell you what I think that's cold for. 4489-22703. Oh, man, let me go to the lines. I'm going to go to my friend from the Northeast, Joseph. Hello, Joseph. Joseph.
Simplified, Dr. Bennett.
Simplified, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You all right?
Joseph from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Look
I'm
at
always
him.
All right. Even if I'm not all right, I still tell you I'm all right.
Okay.
I don't want the popo shoot me in my back five times because I owe child support and say, they didn't look all right, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get me started, Dr. Bennett.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's the craziest thing you ever used the Bible to justify?
Yeah, I'm gonna get there. You know me, I'm gonna show respect to your religion, but could I give up?
I want you to be you. I want you to be you, Joseph. I want you to be you. I want you to be you, man. You know, as long as you don't use no profanity, and as long as you articulate what you have to say in a well formulated fashion, we can handle it. What's on your mind, JoJo?
Let me give up. Since you love HBCU school so much, I gotta give up two big up Track and Field athletes team out of HBCU. You ever heard of John Miles?
Yeah, I've heard of Miles College. Yes, I have.
No, John Miles, he's American record holder in the 800 meters.
No. I thought you'd have heard of Miles College. No, I have not.
She went to Alabama State. I don't think it's Alabama A&M.
Okay.
When I saw this sister run a Division II national championship in Angelo State in Texas in 88 and Hampton University in Virginia in 89, I said, this sister's going places.
Uh-huh.
She broke the American record. I always like to show you the connection. You heard of the movie Lean on Me with Joe Clark, that strict black principal in Patterson, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Well, his two daughters ran track. Joanna Clark and her. I can't think the other one. Well, she's married to their brother. It's a connection. She's doing good right now, but she was gold medalist, American record holder in 800 meter. I got to give a man and a woman, so I'll make it quick. Jerome Young. You ever heard of him?
Well, No, I haven't.
He went to St. Augustine College. I told you that the week before by Trevor Graham. St. Augustine, he was in the Olympics. He holds the Connecticut State record for the 400 meter. Good guy. Both of them are good
Now, you know
people.
St. Aug is in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina. I know it all.
Yeah.
To get to your point, you know me, I'm not religious, but I'll tolerate religion. There's good people in all religions. Even atheists like me are good people. You know, I went to Abilene Christian University. I took it on a whip. I went in because of the track and field, semi-national track. And it's the Church of Christ. I didn't know nothing about Church of Christ. They're related to Latin Nation, Mormons, yada, yada. And, you know, Dr. Bennett, some of the nicest people in the world I ever met went to that college. And at the same time, some of the most backstabbing people I ever met went to that college. Isn't that funny, Dr. Bennett?
No, it's not. I mean, but here's what I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me about Jeff Sessions, Joseph.
I'm getting there.
Go ahead, because I'm going to be at a break in a few minutes, and I want to make sure I get a chance.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
Yeah, all right. The Bible Belt. You know about the Bible Belt. Down from Atlanta, Texas, Mississippi. They have some of the highest crime rate. New Orleans, Houston. And at the same time, the death penalty capital of the world is in Houston, Texas. In other words, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Or does art imitate culture or culture imitate art? I love Jeff Sessions. Attorney Bogota, Jeff Sessions.
You love
He's
him.
A good man.
You love him. Do you know him?
I studied him. He's a
Do
good
you know
man.
Him? Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
Okay. How can you love somebody you don't know, Joseph?
Because, well, how could you love somebody that you don't know?
I didn't say I love him.
About me
I didn't say I love him. I
before.
Didn't say I love him, Joseph. I'm asking you, how can you love a man you don't even know? You ain't never.
Listen,
I'm asking you.
You... I know what's up. All y'all Democrats going to criticize President Trump.
Let me ask you this. How you know I'm a Democrat, Joseph? How you know that?
Because you criticize President Donald Trump. Why you criticize the man?
Because I got brains. Because I have a set of brains. Well, I got a set of brains. Joseph, I got a set of brains, man. Just because I'm speaking truth to power, and I'm talking about your main man. I mean, that fella you take a bullet for, that don't mean I'm a Democrat.
Well, what are you, independent? What do you want, Hillary Clinton instead?
Oh.
We got Republican and Democrat.
No, that's not true. The American political spectrum is much bigger than that, Joseph. I'm certain you know that.
All right, Dr. Ben, I see you're going to give me the runaround.
I'm not going to give you the runaround.
I'll call next week.
All right, Joseph, bye-bye. Woo! Man, what did they put in my bottled water today? Oh, no. Boy, I tell you. All right, listen. That's that war music that came off the continent. Yeah, that's that African war music. There you go. Raise them hands. Move them to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. Oh, listen to that. Listen to them drums, y'all. Isn't that something? That's the language of the motherland. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Boy, I tell you, I just can't stand myself today. What a day to be alive. Sean, you know what? Man, you set me up, man. Okay. Hey, we'll come back on the other side.
I got some more callers. We're going to talk about this Bible, Jeff Sessions, immigration, some of the craziest and most inhumane things people have used the Bible for. We're going to talk about it on the other side. All right, News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The opinions expressed on this show do not reflect the views of the management of Intercom Radio. Call us now at 404-892-2703. Things are not always what they seem.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Ghetto and Blues from the refugee camp.
And Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Hey, I told y'all on the other side, stay tuned, right, for a wonderful opportunity. Guess what, y'all? The time is now. The 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show is on Saturday, July 14 at the Georgia World Congress Center. The King of the South is now the King of the Car Show. Join host T.I., a.k.a. Tip, a.k.a. Tip Harris, and the Hustle Gang for the 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show. Be the 13th caller, at 404-892-2703 to win the tickets to this wonderful event sponsored by V103 and WAOK. All right, you need to be there. Be my 13th caller, 404-892-2703. To get those tickets, all right? All right. Listen, it's just a lot I gotta say. I'm gonna give you a chance to talk about Jeff Sessions and the use of the Bible to justify stripping these kids from their parents. Just despicable. I'm gonna go to the lines. 404-892-2703. Rashid. Hello, Rashid.
Hi. Yeah, I'm not surprised with the Jeff Sessions comment. White men, white Christian men, have always justified the enslavement of African people, as well as the rapes and the killings that they did to African people and Indian Native Americans. They've always done that and always will do that, and they do it all across the planet. Even when America was getting ready to invade Iraq, they used a biblical verse and to justify their reasons for going over there to pretty much destroy the country. It's something that white men do, white Christian men do. It's just something that they do. They've always done it. You can look through history with the whole slavery thing and look at, read slave narratives where they justify beating the slaves, raping the slaves, selling African slave children. They justify it. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And with the immigration thing, man, it's inhumane. That goes against all morality and decency of human existence to separate children from their parents, no matter what religion you are. Mm-hmm. It's just barbaric. It's inhumane. It's wicked. It's evil. And it's heartbreaking. I heard of a case, I guess it was like last week, where they took the son out of one of the immigrants, took his son out of his hands, and he killed himself because I guess he was overcome with losing his child. So, and they have these children in these special holding cells. Yeah, and I don't think in a lot of cases these children, some will be returned, but the others they've already started an adoption process with some of them. I've read that in a couple of the independent news lines where they've already been adopted off.
Like
America's, it's like it's a profit. They're profiting off the misery of the people and selling the children.
Yeah,
and then I don't think a lot of them will ever be returned back to their parents.
Oh, I think not either. I think not either. But what is just so? Rashid, I got to be honest with you. The word that just I can't seem to get out my mind is this term of just despicable. You know, for this type of behavior, and then to try to use the Bible to justify it. I mean, you know, it just fascinates me when I see people want to use the Bible to justify stuff they disagree with, and then would totally ignore a whole lot of stuff in the Bible that undermines stuff that they do. Somehow they find a way to overlook that kind of stuff. Because let me tell you something. I wrote a book. It's called Injustice Made Legal. Y'all check it out. Dr. Harold Bennett, Injustice Made Legal. And I looked at the whole question of looking at the Bible and how often religion is used to talk about law and create legislations. And sometimes these legislations are bad for groups of people, i.e. people who are foreigners, and how we'll find a way to just because we think that something is legal, that it's the right thing to do. And sometimes we'll even find a way to work religion into that kind of thing. So I find myself, you know, really thinking about that book that I wrote, and I'm looking at Jeff Sessions, and I'm just stunned how we can find ways to talk about the Bible especially when it's something we want to do. We'll find a way to read the Bible in such a way to support it. But when it's something something that we're doing, and if the Bible's opposed to it and we like doing it, somehow or another, we'll find a way to write those passages out of the Bible.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
And it bothers me, man. But listen,
it's evil. You can be so gung-ho with how you want things that you become the monster that you don't want to be.
Right.
Or the monster that you try not to be, you become that particular devil. You mm-hmm. can become that devil.
Mm-hmm.
And religion can be twisted to the point that you become a wicked devil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, man, I appreciate that. Rashid, are you the first-time caller?
No, I call you sometime. I call you. I call Dr. Slaughter.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm about to say, man, I like your comment. I'm about to show you some first-time love. That's what I was about to do, man. Thank you so much for your call.
Hey, man, and this is so criminal, man. These legislators like Jeff Sessions and others and Trump, they need to be brought up on charges of war crimes and criminality.
I ain't got no problem with it. But for them to try to use the Bible, you know, I'm telling you, man, this is just plain.
It makes America look bad all across the world, and it makes it look like pretty much like the so-called American or Western society is on its downfall. It's on its last leg when you start imprisoning children. It's like it's pretty much its downfall. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
And this is something that's going all across the world, and I don't know. It's like the downfall of this civilization.
I hear you, man.
Start doing that.
All right, Rashid. All right, thank you so much for calling, man. 448-922-2703. I'm going to go to my friend, T-O-double-D. What's up, T-O-D square? What's happening, Todd?
Hey, Dr. Harold Bennett.
Hey, what's happening, man?
I'm going to say this on this matter before I get full clarification on the question.
Okay.
Before I get full clarification on the question. If you pledge yourself a loyalty to the 66 or 73 books of the Bible, wherever you're at with that,
uh-huh.
which is it's an album of books. If you pledge your loyalty to that, then you're pledging your loyalty to a collection of metaphors and parables. And when you pledge loyalty to metaphors and parables, you leave yourself vulnerable to a negative compromise of understanding the truth.
You think so?
So be clear on that.
But tell me why you think so. Tell me why you think so.
Because it's true.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely true. And
no, it's not.
I'll explain it further.
Go ahead.
Metaphors and parables often require explanation.
Right.
Because they're built on fiction.
Not really. No, they're not.
You want to hear my explanation?
It's wrong so far, but go ahead.
Okay. They're built on fiction, innuendo, and often there are tools used to get somebody to an actual point in place of using strict language to get them to an actual point. And when you use those types of tools, you compromise the ability for somebody to absorb the truth because it's better to put strict language in place. So when somebody like Jeff Sessions does what he did and many other Christian types do what they do with that type, with that collection of books, these things happen.
Yeah, but
let me get clarification on the question now.
No. What I'm asking, couple things, man. Let me try and get this in. Matter of fact, let me say this, then I got some more calls, but I think I'm going to have to get them on the other side of this break because I'm going to hit a break in about 20 seconds. First of all, let me begin by saying this, that metaphors and whatnot, they're not always built on fiction. Often they're built on truths, certain things that are true. Say what now?
All right.
I can give you one that I find to be so interesting. Take this whole story about, you know, the whole question about tortoises and hares and whatnot. And you've seen this whole story about tortoises and hares and
fiction.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is persistence pays off. That's not fiction.
The story is fiction.
No, but the truth isn't.
But the story
all right,
is fiction.
But the truth isn't. Hey, man, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. Hey, y'all, I'm up against a hard break. When I come back on the other side, Todd and I will engage in a little hand-to-hand intellectual combat. Ish on and popping. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get them back to the table.
Now back to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
This is the one they're talking about.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Four 892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. That's Nathan East, and that's called 7-8. Y'all remember Nathan East, Harvey Mason, Bob James, and Lee Ritenour? For a minute, they used to be in Foreplay, and that was a group to just you know listen to. That's Nathan East playing a song that's called 7-8-4-4-8-9-2-2-7-0-3. Listen, I'm gonna go to the line. Todd, don't you go anywhere. Melinda, hello, Melinda.
Hi there.
Why I got you on there? You got a comment about Jeff Sessions?
Well, we really shouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is who he is, and it's just really appalling, though, that people like Jeff have this selective amnesia and refuse to remember that America is a country that's built on immigration. You know, everybody's immigrants that came over to this country, and he's not remembering that. Yet he's trying to make things hard for those who may have. I think I read that those who entered the country illegally and then try to seek asylum in the first year, he would make things like if they have a traffic offense, that would disqualify them from seeking asylum. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It's absurd. That's probably the word I want. I got the word asinine. How about that?
It's asinine.
Yeah,
I mean, but it doesn't surprise me, you know. Consider the source.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I want you to hold on. Don't hang up. Sean is going to get your information to make sure you know what you need to do to claim those tickets. And once again, congratulations on being my 13th caller.
Thank you.
All right. 4-4-9-2-2-7-0-3. Now, let me go back. I'm in the octagon with somebody. I'm in the octagon, and me and Todd just slugging it out. Todd, you come up for air yet?
I'm waiting for you to swing.
No, bro. Okay. No. Here we go. Now, like I'm saying to you, you know, metaphors are not grounded in fiction. Now, here's the thing. The way the truth gets framed or the way the principle gets put out there might be in a way that's not literally the way that it is. It could be put out in a very fictive kind of way. But the point it's trying to make is very much so a truth. So it's not really grounded in fiction. The form that it takes, the dressing that it might take, the garb that's on the truth might be.
All metaphors.
That might be it. But the point that it's trying to make. All right, I tell you what. You show me, you give me, you your turn. You give me a metaphor. And you show me how it's grounded in. You show me the fictive part of it.
The story that you just used, the tortoise and the hare,
right.
The words you just used to describe what metaphor, you use the terms grounded, you use the term garb. You know, these are all things that are not related to the point that you're trying to make in a direct sense. So when something is based in something as it applies to the description of something, that means that's your starting point.
You may
have a sentiment that is sincere, such as the tortoise and hare story talks about persistence. That is the sentiment. But once you use that as your expressive thought to get to the sentiment, then your base is in fiction because the story did not happen. And this happens all throughout the Bible.
No, it doesn't happen all throughout the Bible, Todd. Now, here is the thing. We're going to do two things. I'm telling you.
The Bible.
Oh, well, that's fine with me. And I'd love to see if you do. Tell me all the things in the Bible you say that the Bible says happened that you say didn't happen.
I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Give me five. Go ahead. Give me five. I need more than one to try to make a case for something. Give me five, Todd. Go ahead.
Okay. based on our standard of aging, Sarah did not have a baby at 100 years old.
How you know?
It's not possible.
How come it's not? How you know?
It's a matter of just basic biochemistry.
Say so. Because you've never known a woman to be 100 and have a baby doesn't mean it can't happen.
Well, that's true.
All right.
That one didn't happen.
Well, how do you know it didn't?
Well, I just told you why.
No, it didn't. All you just told me is you just don't believe it didn't happen. That's all you've told me.
No, I'm telling you it's beyond whether I believe it or not. I'm saying it didn't happen.
How come it didn't?
Well, okay, I see where you're going from, but that's what a Christian does.
I'm asking you a logical question. Here's the logical question. Because you've never known it to happen doesn't mean it can't happen.
Nor, I believe that.
Okay.
I completely believe that.
Tell me what's the proof Sarah didn't have a baby. What's the proof?
Well, the proof I cannot provide. That's the truth.
That's my point.
I can't provide the proof, but that doesn't mean the proof doesn't exist.
Dr. Bennett, go ahead, that's what y'all do.
That's what y'all do, and I have a lot of respect for the Christian faith, but that's what y'all do. Y'all constantly hide behind, you know, there's no evidence existing now, so that doesn't mean it never happened at all.
Todd, you make the case.
We were talking about metaphors.
Wait a minute. I understand.
In the dispute
retrenchment in your position. It sounds like you're trying to back out of this.
No, I stayed in metaphors. Now you're trying to get off of it because I was right.
No.
Metaphors are based in fiction.
No, they're not. They're based in truths. Now, I think this is the thing, Todd, what I'm trying to get you to consider.
Let me ask you this and exit in the interest of everybody's time.
Okay.
Because I think that you're an educated man.
Sometimes.
No, I think you're an educated man.
What's happening, man?
Look up the definition of metaphor and you will see. You will see that what I have told you is correct.
Okay, Todd.
Metaphors are not based in truth.
Okay. All right, Todd. Well, I tell you what. Thank you for giving me a little research project. We'll get back to it a little later.
Heed the word of Todd, Harold.
Oh, Todd, you know I like you, man. All right, man. Todd. Thank you so much. All right, 449-22703. I'm going to go to Michael. Michael, you're on.
You will see that what I told you is correct.
Michael. Michael, take me on speakerphone. Michael, going once. Michael, going twice. Michael, going three times.
I'm going to go to Michael.
Michael?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, man. Take me on speakerphone so we can...
I can't take you on speakerphone when I can't drive with my hand to my face.
Oh, there you go.
Are you not familiar with the law?
You know what, brother? Today was the first day it went on. I'm bad.
What is your problem?
My bad.
You told me bad of truth and knowledge. Why are you so lacking today?
Michael, you got me on that one, man.
I'm on Todd's side because what I'm trying to say to you is what Todd's trying to say to you. What is your truth based on? Where do you get your truth from other than what somebody gave you when they slap you on your butt and say, this is what you need to understand throughout your development because this is what we say you should understand.
But where did all that nonsense come from? Michael, just because someone passed on some information to you doesn't mean what they're telling you is false.
It doesn't mean that it's true either.
Well, but it doesn't mean it's false either. So, I mean, I want you to think about that.
So whether you spread out the information that you have been indoctrinated with throughout your by faith, That's what you Christians
but,
say.
No.
I asked him
a logical question, and the question was, or Todd's argument was, he was saying that there was something he knows is not the case. And I said to him, I said, well, Todd, how do you know it's not the case? Todd, you know why Todd didn't know? Todd didn't have an answer? Because all he could basically assume was his experience.
I got that. But what I'm saying to you.
Oh, do me a favor. Wait a minute. Do me a favor. You hear that music? That means I gotta go to a break. Listen, don't you go anywhere, because I want to hear.
Oh, man, I
want to
hit you hard.
Oh, man, right? I want you to hit me so hard I don't get back up. I don't think it's going to happen, though, but we'll see. All right, listen, I got Kevin, I got Michael, I got others on the other end. Michael think he going to try and take me out. You know what's about to happen? I'm about to handle Michael. Don't y'all go anywhere. Tell somebody, Dr. Ben about to handle Michael. News and Talk Radio, 1380, WAOK. The voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give Us Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380, WAOK. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK. That's the Roots playing Break You Off. Y'all know that's smooth. That is so smooth. I love the way that sounds. Boy, there's a lot going on here in Atlanta. You know what? And even in the state of Georgia. But, you know, that Michael got me to going. Because, yeah, there is this hands-free thing here. And I want you just to go to the gist with Dr. Bennett. And I want you to check out what's there. I want you to – I don't want any of you to get yourselves in any trouble while you're riding around the hot Atlanta, and as you're driving in Buckhead, and as you're out in Alpharetta, and as you're out in Gwinnett County, you know, because you're a certain color, you're a prime target for being stopped. And often, you know, people will use certain laws just as a pretext to do something even more sinister. So I want to make sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you know what's going on out there. Go to the gist, and you will see the gist with Dr. Bennett, and you'll see what we're talking about with these hands-free law. Okay, hey, y'all know those Braves doing something. They beat those Cardinals 6-5. I was kind of a little impressed with them Bravos, you know, because last couple of years, and you know, since they left Atlanta, they were struggling. But it looks like maybe they're trying to turn it around. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. The All-Star break is coming up, and we'll see what all of that means. Okay. All right. 4489227-03. All right, Michael, here I come. Bam! I'm back with you, mate.
Well, I got you off speaker, and ye who live by all this faith, start riding them Braves and start riding them Falcons. They ain't going to take you nowhere. They're going to take you in the same promised land that Jeff Sessions is living in, because he's an environmental impacted individual that can only be a result of what they told him he must be, got to be, and will be. So those are issues that we can look at, and we can put the one and one together, and we say, oh, those two things add up to something that we can visibly see, not some far-fetched out way out there in the stratosphere that we trying to, by faith, we going to believe.
Michael,
let's believe about what we see.
Michael, you make
what
it,
we
ma-
can put our hands
Michael,
on.
You're making me mad. You're making me mad because I want you to say something I disagree with. I agree with what you're saying about Sessions. I think his whole use of the Bible is absolutely absurd. But I'm trying
But guess what? Guess what?
What's
so
that?
Is yours.
Oh, why is that absurd? Okay, let me ask you this, Michael. When have you ever heard me use the Bible?
You use it all the time.
When?
You say, well,
give me three instances. Give me three instances.
You say faith. Y'all use these words of Christianity, of biblical terminology. And y'all kill me with this mess, man. Where did you get it from? You got it because
Michael,
somebody told you.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm going to try this again.
Come on.
You said you're talking about the way I have used the Bible. My question to you is,
I cannot
give
you a specific. No, I cannot.
Okay. That's a great answer.
I deal with that.
That's a
but
great
I
answer.
I do listen to you, and you're coerced on a continuous basis, and y'all are biblically inclined
what
with some of your reactions,
for
example, some of your comments,
for example,
some of your theories about how we are as human beings and how we got to understand what we should or should not be.
For example, how do you know I'm not grounded what I'm saying in the Quran? How do you not know that?
It doesn't matter whether the Quran is still a religion, boss.
Oh, okay. Well, then stop saying the Bible then. Say a religious text.
A religious text. A Bible is a Bible. What is a Quran? What is a this
well,
one?
Well, no,
that?
They're similar, but they're different too. Now, the Bible and the Quran are similar,
but
they're very different.
They might be different, but they're still based on the same ideology, which is by faith where you shall be led. And if you believe in this ideology, then you are persuaded with your interpretation and your regurgitation and
but
how you try to
Michael,
impact people
Michael,
with all
Michael,
that nonsense.
Michael,
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Michael, you know how much stuff you believe based on faith.
I got a question for you.
I'm gonna ask you this. What day was you born? When's your birthday?
I was told I was born in April on the 16th.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that?
I can only
do you believe
take
that?
The word of the people that
I have understanding with. Right, right.
Just like you have to go with the people that you have understanding with.
So what I'm saying, Michael, is this is what I'm saying.
Guess
you
what?
Believe
guess
you
what?
You're sitting here, you live your whole life telling folk that was your birthday. And
let
that was a, that's something
now,
you believe. That's something somebody told you.
Let me explain. Let me explain a little bit further to you. I know that I have existed beyond that date, though. That's what I do, though.
How do you know you existed upon the date you was born, Michael? Now you playing games with yourself.
Because life.
How did you exist before you were born?
Matter cannot be created, nor can it be destroyed. It has always existed in some form, in some manner of existence. We have always existed. We are not some true, all of a sudden, spontaneous combustion that just all of a sudden developed. We have always existed in some shape, form.
So you existed before your parents did, huh?
We all did.
You existed before your parents existed.
And you know it. You know it's
well, no,
true.
No, no, no. I want you to tell me that. So you existed before your parents did.
And you know it's true.
Okay, Mike. All right, Mike. You know what, brother?
Come on now.
I'm not. I'm not following that argument. But this is what I'm going to do.
You know why you can't follow that argument?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Because you live by faith, and by faith you shall be deceived.
Oh, okay. All right, Michael, you know.
Chew on that for a minute.
Okay,
by faith,
man.
You are, have been, and continue to be deceived. Mm-hmm. That is the doctrine that we have developed, this united, unstately world of existence within these states that we call united. Ain't that united about this crap right here, man? Come on.
Isn't that something? All right. Well, listen, I tell you what. We'll have to talk about this another day because I think you got a mind, right? Ah, there you go, Michael. All right, Michael, thank you so much.
I got what they told me I had.
Oh, okay,
what the hell I got, I don't know nothing about it because I woke up one day and here the hell I was.
All right. Bye-bye, Mike. All right, we're going to have to watch the profanity. That's not nice. Listen, y'all stay tuned for your chance to win 2 free tickets to the 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show. And it's on Saturday, July 14th at the Georgia World Congress Center. It's coming up in a few minutes. I'm going to see if I can't get any caller before this break. Kevin, hey, man, how you doing?
Dr. Harold, how are you?
Man, I'm good. How you doing today, man?
Very interesting conversation. in mathematics, philosophy, there's a concept known as a degree of certainty.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And you were getting there with the last caller. You were asking him, how does he know certain things are true? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we operate in this world. We accept things as being true or likely to be true based on we evaluate things to a certain degree of certainty.
There you go.
You know, a lot of it is subjective. There are things that like in statistics, we make predictions and things. We evaluate data, and we determine things are true or certain things are trend a certain way based mm-hmm. on the numbers,
right?
Favoring that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make that point. you were talking to, what's his name, Todd. He was talking about metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's interesting. He was looking right. He said he was looking right in the dictionary metaphor. And a lot of people, I just had this discussion recently where someone was saying that the Bible is metaphor. Well, first of all, a metaphor is a figure of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using the wrong word in the first place. So the Bible is not a metaphor. And it might contain some metaphor. But the book itself, the writing it's itself is not a metaphor,
mm-hmm.
and which is not a writing. There are people that think that the Bible is a made up book,
uh-huh.
and they're entitled to their opinion. They think that someone sat down in the room or some people sat down in the room and just wrote it like a fictional book.
Right,
But the evidence that we have that we can evaluate to a certain degrees of certainty. You know, she'll tell us that the Bible is a collection of writing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it contains some poetry, some parables, and some other things, but it also contains historical accounts.
Absolutely.
And anyway, I hear the music, but the point I wanted to make basically is you can't just say that the Bible is metaphor or made up or symbolic just because you don't like what it says or you don't believe it. There are a lot of things in the Bible that are true.
That's right.
Or are probably true, and there are some things that we don't know if it's true or not. But so I just kind of wanted to make that point that, you know, just saying the Bible, like the last caller, the Bible is nonsense and made up, that's an emotional argument. It's not based on reason.
I know
it. That's my point. Hey, have a good one, Dr.
Thank you. All right, listen. Hey, we got 15 minutes to go. Listen, I have three callers. Don't y'all go anywhere. I'm going to get to you on the other side. I promise. News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community.
Give it some thought. You might be surprised what you discover.
This is where it gets interesting.
Dr. Harold V. Bennett is back on News and Talk 1380, WAOK. At 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Listen, let me give you this information. I'm going to give it to you now. We don't have much longer left. Listen, the 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show is Saturday, July 14th at the Georgia World Congress Center. The King of the South is now the King of the Car Show. Join host T.I., a.k.a. Tip, a.k.a. Tip Harris, ho, and the Hustle Gang for the 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show. Be my 13th caller. My 13th caller at 404-892-2703 to win tickets to the V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show on July 14th. 13th caller, hey, it's wide open and we're waiting on you. All right. Uh-huh. That's that fella. That's that Maxwell. I think he called that bad habits. That's what he called that. Kind of make me think of some of the things I heard today. Some of us got some bad thinking habits. Hey, 449-22703 are the numbers. All right. I'm going to go to my friend, Flavor King. What's up, man?
God bless you.
Good hey, friend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I came outside to make this call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear you very well, man.
Okay. First of all, to these Antichrist. You had your buddy when he just told what he in for his mama and daddy. He had to start laughing and playing. All right. To Mr. Know-It-All. First of all, we're going to start with giants. When I forgot who had the report back to the king or somebody, and they said it's giants in the land. They make us look like grasshoppers. You can Google it now. Giants. See, they healed all of them. Now they uncover them. Some of these skulls is bigger than your whole body. I'm talking to all of y'all, Antichrist. All right, another one.
The Antichrist flavor king. Come on, man. That's a strong word.
Oh, so that was, oh, he don't mean the giant. Okay, just Google it. Are giants real?
Oh,
have they ever been here? Okay, now, nah, well, that's just the beginning.
Okay.
I'm going to put something on your Facebook when I hang up about demonology. It's the truth now that these magicians, they're doing the same tricks that Pharaoh did when they battled Moses.
Okay.
They even imitated Jesus when the miracle he did when he made all them fish. One fish, he turned to 500. You gonna see on your Facebook page this guy just walk in the alley with a bucket and make all these fish come out of there. This ain't no trick. This is demonology. All right? Okay. When y'all see this, you gonna know this ain't no trick. This is real demonology, y'all.
Tell me about Jeff Sessions, though. What you think about Jeff Sessions and that guy?
We already know he racist. We already know he hates us. I don't, we done did that. You know, so I'm through with all that. He doing what he's supposed to do.
All right?
These people are conquerors. They took everything. And they, you know what I'm saying? That's about what's going to help us with Jeff Sessions. What I'm saying.
You don't
know what we're talking about. We ain't going to have no help. All right? The Holy Bible was written for a reason, y'all, and it was inspired by God, and can't nothing dispute it. All the stuff coming out now.
All right.
They're going to show you. All right? Because I'm going to go on your Facebook today and put some stuff, y'all.
Okay.
They doing the same miracles that was done back then. They're going out. They're walking on water. They're walking on water for real. Ain't no sprains. Ain't nothing holding them up. Matter of fact, they can just float now.
Okay, Flavor King. Thank you, man. All right. No. Let me get these other calls. Thank you. Go on and post on the gist of the matter. Go and post it. All right. Thank you, brother. 449-227-0395. Wow. Demonology. Wow, the Antichrist. I want Flavor King to go on and post on the gist so I can see what's on his mind. Dr. Tangi, hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
I want to say thank you for a thought-provoking show and also for a few laughter tonight. I really needed it.
Yeah, we all made it all happen together.
Well, you already know that the Bible is an international bestseller and has been for many decades. I think part of the problem could be that it's the interpretation of Scripture is where people are they're misled and they're upset. Cause I have so many people say so many people have so many different views of Scripture. Mm-hmm. The Scripture is accurate. The Scripture is true. It's the interpretation of the Scripture, I think, that throws people off. So what are your thoughts about that?
No, I think you're right. I think you have to pay a lot of attention to when you look at a text, is how you're going to read it and how you want to talk about it. And I think that's so critical. And interpreting a text is just so central to looking at a Bible, to looking at a Quran. It's the same kind of thing, and we just have to remember, even with this Jeff Sessions issue, there is no such thing as a neutral, sterile kind of interpreter. People approach the text with their own agendas, their own whatever it is. They bring so much stuff to it, and often they will use it to try to make a case for what it is they want to try and do. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tangi. All right. Listen, I have great news. Y'all want me to tell what that great news is? Somebody say what?
What?
There you go, Sean. Sean say what? It's not the Braves winning and beating the Cardinals. And, you know, of course, I'm excited about again, like I said, what our HBCUs have done. I have a winner for these tickets. Yeah. Got a winner for these tickets. Y'all want to know who the winner is? I know y'all want to know. I bet y'all saying, who? Who? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Kind of like Michael Jackson saying in that song, who is it? I'm going to tell you who it is. His name is Marcel. Marcel. Hello, Marcel. Okay, Marcel. Bring it down a little bit. Woo side. Bring it down.
Now let's talk about the Bible.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're gonna be down there with the.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're gonna be down there with the car and bike show, man. And you're gonna be hanging out with Tip, and you're gonna be hanging out.
Oh man.
Oh man, you're gonna be doing it, man. You're gonna be down there, you know, doing your thing with him and the Hustle Gang, man.
This is incredible. You know, it's funny. I saw Tip about a year ago or so in the DMV, passed right by him and didn't realize it was him until I got in the door and couldn't get back out. He was leaving out.
Uh-huh.
So this is amazing.
Oh man.
And I never win anything. So this is exciting.
Oh man. Hey man. Hey, V103 and WAOK going to be glad to see you at that car and bike show. They're going to be glad to see you. All right, man. All right, man. All right. Tell me about Jeff Sessions.
You know what? I am so far behind on these politics.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is that these guys have been so dishonest.
Right.
So they have failed to be straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what's going on with them at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just gotten disgusted with the whole situation, the whole scenario. And I've decided to let God be God. And whatever they do, good, bad, or indifferent, they're not going to change the course that God has designed for us for this country to be on.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, we will still all be victorious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing about that Jeff Sessions boy. I'm not surprised, because when I think about the fact that this fella, you know, was right around, you know, there in Alabama when, you know, you had all the civil rights stuff going on, and you know, he probably had the phone numbers for Bull Connor and all those other guys over there in Birmingham. You know, so I'm not surprised about that.
They're all connected.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, think about it. The fella's middle name is Beauregard.
Okay, well, that doesn't tell you something.
Hey, man, that fella, I think his middle name is Beauregard.
Yeah, they're all connected. They all have history together. They all can go down together.
Man. All right. Horace.
Yep.
Marcel, listen, yep. I want you to stay on the line, and here's what we're going to do. I want you to stay on the line so you can get these tickets, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, great.
All right.
Listen, y'all, I don't know what else I can say other than the time's up. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time conversating, having, you know, just discussing some things with Todd and Michael and all of you. And I tell you, without you, this conversation tonight would not have happened. Clearly, it's about entertaining. Clearly, it's about, you know, provoking you to think and finding ways that we can actually be better. To Gene Ross, the boss, thank you so much for this opportunity and for, you know, doing some great things for us. Sean, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Listen, I had a present for you and I left it at the house. My wife had something for you and I left it. I'll hook up with you next time. Hey, listen to the audience. Love you. Give it some thought. All right. Peace and love.